Horrific Network Entertainment. Black cats, white sheets, get ready for the creepy crawlies. One trick, bad streets, get ready for the teepee jollies. We are at Fear Overload. Jason from Fast Pass with us. John from Higby Horror Hunt. And this is a maze, or an event that if you go back to the very dawn of the Horrific Network, Andrew's ex-wife rips Derek's shirt off of him because she is so scared on the podcast. And while she's ripping his shirt off, he isn't scared. He is screaming at her to stop ripping the shirt. Still one of my top five favorite podcasts in haunt season history. This has been an event. I don't know with Corona what it's going to be like in there, but this has been an event in the past where they have literally made the hallways tight so the actors could charge at you and then parkour over the top of the walls and then jump down in the next hallway. This is also an event that they tried to learn our names and so they could like mess with us throughout. I have no idea what's going to happen with Corona and how they're managing things, but this has always been one of the more fun. Sacramento, the Ultimate Terror is always the better set, but Fear Overload is always the scarier cast. So this is one that we are, as always, excited for. John, are you excited?
I'm curious to see how it is. I've heard multiple different things about these ones. Whether, some people said it was really good, others saying it wasn't, worth it. So I'm very open-minded to this one.
Jay, you excited?
I am excited. Anytime you do any of this stuff, I get excited.
Right on. We're about to head in here. Get through security. It's kind of a lackadaisical. I guess your only Fear Overload experience, unfortunately, is going to be audio since they're being a little.
Oh, no shit. Do I have to leave it out there?
Yeah,
you
have to clear your car.
All right, we'll be back. Yeah, this reminds me of the old Fear Overload for sure. We're in the black lit area. This line is like going around forever. Hey, it's a demon dog. Say for coming here on what is supposed to be an off night, this is the most I've ever seen this place have in line right now. Obviously, Halloween, people want Halloween back in the worst way. Everyone's excited that nothing's been canceled. Jason, I can see like the fucking gears are just turning in his head. How can I get video of this maze right now? Like, it's like watching Tarantino. I'm like, just let the master work right now.
I was denied by Six Flags, and now
I can't believe Six Flags didn't let you record. Like, what don't you want me to see? The empty rooms?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why. Maybe.
We know it sucks, so we're not going to let you.
Basically, they were like, you can beat the shit out of somebody in line, but you better not videotape.
That, yeah. Like, what's up with that? That's like the old SNL skit. What's up with that?
What's up with that? David Pumpkins.
I'm David S. Pumpkins.
Man, I don't know why they went all in on David Pumpkins.
Which, Murdy, if you're listening, bring David S. Pumpkins to HHN next year.
Wait, at great icon. At this with the dancing skeletons and so the go-go dancers.
Yeah. We ain't got nothing to lose at this point. Like, just start throwing out some fucking curveballs. Like, why not? Guess what? The icon this year is David S. Pumpkins, and you're gonna go through the elevator of fright. So, there's elaborate stories that surround these mazes. Let's see if I can pull it up. So, descend into the basement. There was said to be an old man who lived in the house on the hill years ago, who kept all of his children in the basement. Sometimes he would send down food. Sometimes he'd forget. It's not until the old man made his mistake of venturing down into the basement that... Oh, forgetful of its inhabitants, the police say his body was never found, and after knowing how much those children were fed down there, we understand why. But the house is now their turn. Now, their new basement of darkness, and they will welcome you with open arms.
That's a picture of a clown.
It's a great question, John. Like, I'm excited to find out the answer.
Have the kids become clowns all down there?
The demon. The other one is the demon. A demon from a parallel dimension found its way and haunts this realm. The demon jungler, taking the form of a young child from the basement. With black hair covering her face, can hear your thoughts within the walls of this home. When you think about her or show any signs of fear, the demon has already succeeded. The thing taking a piece of itself to latch onto you. Jungler will follow you home like the hitchhiking ghost from the haunted mansion. And will be the figure you see standing at the foot of your bed. But the only way, the first part is when you scream, he has truly won. Kind of more excited for the basement. I want to see why those clowns are kids. Or those kids are clowns.
So are they doing this like what Katie was? Is it all just like you're going to be one
yes.
and we'll go right
so
to the
So we're going into the basement, and then I believe that's going to be the demon on the other side. There is like a gap.
The door, right? So we go in here. That's the exit over there.
Yeah, so there's a, like, right where whatever that is, that giant bat thing, that's like the break. But you never come back out, you stay in there the whole time. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what they do. I think that, the demon one.
They're already in some trouble because I can't record, so...
I can't write this trip off.
On the way home tonight, once we hit 580, we're going to review this haunt, but then we're going to do a 75% done haunt review where John breaks down what he how he experienced this last weekend, and Jason, again, gives you a little 411 on his Six Flags evening.
I got my whole rankings.
All right, so that'll be part of this podcast as well. Fingers crossed that Ultimate Terror gets to open, and this isn't the only one from these two brothers that we do, but if it is, let's hope it's a good one. I'm also curious to see if they've sent... Holy shit, John's got a spreadsheet. So, We are going in here momentarily.
Wow.
All right, I'm gonna turn the microphone on so he doesn't see me messing around with it. So you're gonna get some of this great black metal that we have is ambiance here.
Socking up.
I'm
pocking
up. Putting it in my pocket.
The sock and
syrup
connection.
We came up with that name at the skate theater. And three! Fast Pass.
Yeah, they even call it Fast Pass.
He's scanning it again, okay. Can't hate him on him, too bad. He's got a Jack Skellington tattoo.
He also has a patch though that says trust me.
That's like late 90s Jake the Snake Roberts when he was really fucked up on drugs. He had that song that started with trust me.
Very handsome right now.
Jesus Christ!
here we go.
This is the demon, yeah.
You're gonna need this.
Oh, you can go first.
Okay.
Straight ahead to the right.
Straight ahead to the right. Here we go. In the showers. Not once. The sensation of someone being behind you in the dark is not a great feeling. Because that first maze, they kept fucking following me and fucking with me when I was in the back of it. Like, there's one hallway where he's like, I'm still right here. I'm still right behind you. And like... We should take a picture in front of the demon that we didn't see.
The demon we didn't see.
I almost feel like they like back row everything. Like they have amazing.
That was, I feel like John didn't get scared at all.
No, I don't think he did either, yeah.
And, I wish it was actually more lit. I was going to say the exact same thing. They had some cool fences, but it was so dark that I couldn't, like, really see it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't bring my camera.
Holy shit. Okay, we gotta get a picture of the
Trump building.
That's why they didn't want me to grab my camera. I'm gonna get some shit.
Yeah, I will say that you would not have gotten anything on film.
No, yeah. That was what Bub was saying is the. It was so dark.
When it was lit, it actually would have been scary. It was just so dark you couldn't see the sense or really be scared of anything.
That's
true.
It was just kind of objects, and I'm like, okay, that's either a person or not. And then they wouldn't move, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was so dark that it was like you couldn't tell if it was super gory in there or what. You're just kind of like.
It's like they were like, okay, the bitch with the Oogie Boogie shirt on, we're going to fucking destroy him. Okay, so here we are, Fear Overload. We did it. We went through it. I definitely feel like they fucked with me more than anybody else.
The guy in the lime green shirt.
Fucking, yeah. Disney fucking Halloween spirit jersey on. But overall, our consensus is that it was dark inside, which took away from the set design. But I will say this for their cast, there was a lot of people in those mazes, and they were wanting to fuck with you. That is still as good as what Fear Overload has been. Sacramento, which sucks that they're having such a hard time opening, but that, when we've interviewed the two brothers that own both of them, he's like, it's 65-35 for the budget. Sacramento, San Leandro. So if you imagine like an event twice as good budget wise than what we just went through, that is what Sacramento is. So hopefully we do end up getting to check them out at some point. But first we went through the basement, which I don't understand why they take the time to write these elaborate fucking stories. And There's no.
Felt like I was in a basement.
Well, right, and there's no kids dressed like. They're all fucking wearing like plague masks.
The one time there was like a person like in like a cage that like jumped up and scared was in the demon one.
Yes.
That girl that was like down on the ground that reminded me of. I feel like that one with like the walls with the insulation would have been the basement.
Yeah.
And that was in the other maze.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
I kind of felt like they were both like the exact same maze at one point. Like, because we walked through a bathroom in each one. We went through like the showers in each one.
Yeah.
There was a kitchen in each one.
The Plobico brothers love those fucking bathrooms. Like, that is a Plobico brother staple. Every year you're going to walk through those bathrooms and they're going to hide the door that you're supposed to go through. That chick fucking fucked us again. When she's like, you went too far, back up.
Well, I even saw that pathway, and I'm like, we can't go that way. I'm like, there's a dummy right ahead of us. Like, that's not the way we go. She jumped out and was like, no, that way. And it's like, oh, okay.
Hey, you know what else I noticed? As far as they're, like, having enough scares, it seemed like they made it to where they could scare on one side of the hallway,
and then the other, like it was the same scare actor, so they were utilizing like
when it would double around.
They had like one person covering a lot of ground because they were doing it like that.
Yeah, they made good use of cut throughs where they could get from one room to the next and still get a scare. But again, yeah, I just wish there was more light, because at some points you couldn't even see what the scares look like, and you could kind of tell that they're in like full makeup and costume.
Yeah,
you couldn't see what the hell they looked like.
At one point, I thought it was somebody that was lost, just coming the other way. I mean, how
are you supposed to know? There was one girl where I like double took just for that reason with the flashlight on her, and she kind of looked at me like, "What?" And I was like, "So when I first saw her, I'm like, fuck, they did like makeup over the top of her eyes, and then when I double took, she just had makeup on her face." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Can we all agree that if you're gonna like get on the ground and contort yourself in weird ways, that there's like an end game to that? You're not just sitting there.
Girl in the black dress by the bed. Like, that's why I said hi to her. I'm like, what are we supposed to do? Is there a password? Like, what are we doing?
Like crawl towards us or something. But like, I don't get the just sitting on the floor like. Like, with no payoff. There's no payoff to what they're doing.
That was like the girl in the first one. She came, like, contorting out from under that tank or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought when we were walking on the other side of the tank, I'm like, fuck, she's going to reach out, like, grab my
foot. That's what I thought, too. I thought the exact same
thing. She did it. I'm telling you. Oh, all right. I mean, there was a lot of areas where I'm like, fuck, somebody's going to jump out right here and they're going to get me. And then there was no one there.
Shout out.
Another spot where they're, like, standing there and I can see them.
Hey, shout out to the scare of the night with the gal that came out of the refrigerator.
That was scary.
Yeah, she fucked you guys up.
I can't, like, the whole rest of the maze, I was like, where's the fucking hole in the refrigerator where she saw us? Because she timed that shit perfectly.
Yeah.
I even feel like there was that one point where there was, like, that wall piece that was, like, rocking back and forth and it came down and the person, like, called it's like... I would have had it going back and forth. That shit should have just been still, and she should have pulled that, and they came, like, flying out.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That probably would have gotten us, or I don't know if it did get you guys.
The thing I will say that made me the most uneasy is being in the fucking bag, and it being fucking dark, so you can't see what they look like, but it's just light enough to where you could, like, make out their silhouettes, kind of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this motherfucker is still walking behind me. And every once in a while, one of them would just start to, like, whisper in the back of your ear and shit. And it's like, this is, that's another Poblico brother fucking staple, where they're not afraid to get uncomfortably close to you and stay uncomfortably close to you. But...
I see, like, all the, like, the shit up above, like, the little catwalks. Is that before, like, where people would be, like, running around on and stuff?
Yeah, so they would literally, like, the first few years that we went, they would run, and he would, like, spider crawl up, like, American Ninja style. And, yeah, they would use those catwalks. And how you're talking about the double back through the wall, essentially the dude would crawl up on one side, and then he would drop down in between your group on the other.
Nice.
Which I don't know if that's like a COVID thing, why they're not, or if they just don't have like guys in good enough shape to do it anymore. But when they used to do that, that was
wild.
They're
still getting really close to us.
That is true, so. Yes. Shout out to Toad in the line from X2. That dude, get some more makeup, bro. Like, you gotta, if you're gonna go Toad, go full Toad.
Go full Toad.
Also, can we just say haunted houses across the board, loosen up on your fucking camera roll. Just loosen up. Because here's the thing, is we are just trying to, come on, man.
The only thing I could see for this place would be if they were just open. Just like, it's too fucking dark in there.
In retrospect, like, Jay, I don't even know if you filmed how much usable footage you would have even had.
Probably next to none, but I could have had that whole black lit area and the, you know, before we go in. And
I thought for sure he was okay with you carrying the bag. That yeah, was.
I think he was.
Somebody else.
I think somebody else said something to him because I told him, I go, I'm not going to take it out. I mean, I like.
Yeah, that was that. So their security protocol, Jason had his camera. They checked the bag, which they've never done before.
Checked us.
Checked, left, yeah.
Put the bag back in the car.
Yeah.
Just walked right in.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Like
that's very unsafe. I mean, you're right. What if we were pissed? Came back with, like, a weapon.
You guys are good.
These three guys right here. They're okay.
We've already been checked. Did you go out to your car? Yeah, but they checked us. Don't worry about it.
I told Jimmy I could have literally just put the camera in my pocket.
Yeah.
No, that's why I said I'm like, you got the camera in your pants, right?
Yeah.
Like, also, shout out to the two most unenthusiastic security guards that were guarding the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like... fucking people gotta take a piss. Unbelievable. It's to the right. God damn. Like, I'm trying to get out of here.
I almost feel like it's a shame because you could tell there was a lot in these rooms.
Just too dark.
You couldn't visually see it.
Yeah.
And it was just like even going to the bathrooms, like, it hit a point where I'm like, is this blood or shit on the walls? Like,
yeah,
I can't tell.
That's
yeah.
true. Like,
I'm like, if it was poop, then I'd be grossed out. If it's blood, then I'd be like, oh, like,
why
gory,
spend
like,
all that time and effort if you're not going to show off your work?
Yeah. Unless it doesn't look good, and they just don't want to light it on.
Turn the lights down.
Yeah, turn them down.
No, just turn them off.
Because there's that one room with, like, the TV on. That looked cool.
Yeah.
The TV, like, lit up that whole area, so you got to see the wall, and they had, like, newsprints all over on the wall and shit. Like,
yeah.
The TV did look cool with the blood writing on it. That was a cool effect.
And that helped them because the TV kind of, like, blinds you a little
us.
Bit.
Yeah.
And then you, like, come around the corner, and then that scare was just, like, chilling there. And I'm like, oh, time.
There, that was, like, the one scare actor that didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He was just... That's Jason's chainsaw guy.
The nod.
Hello. Scary.
Scary.
Hey, man, can we both just agree that this shit's not going to work? I'll just give you the nod.
Oh, my God. That's such a Six Flags thing to say.
He saw me coming and he goes, you know what? I'll give you the nod.
Did that girl pushing that hanging dummy do anything?
She's just pushing it.
Oh. She followed you.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Which, that hanging dummy thing looked pretty fucking wild. When we first walked in,
if we had more light, it would have looked even better.
Yeah.
That was the flashlight maze.
Yeah. The nursery, that's what's kind of unsettling.
Yeah. There's, like, a little bit of green light in there, right? Because I remember being able to see her pretty good.
Yeah.
Can we, So which one of the two did you guys like more?
First one was definitely scarier. You like the second one more?
Yeah.
So, okay. Why? What was it about it? Was it the door thing?
Was there doors in the first one?
There was doors in the first one, but the second one, like, every room you did the door.
It seemed really creepy. Both of them seemed really creepy. And I don't know if it was because of the dark or what, but it just, like, there was this uneasy feeling, like, going through there. You know what I mean?
The dark.
And I think the flashlight, to me, just made it a little bit more enjoyable because you could see a little bit more.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, it kind
of
boils...
If the person in front of our group wasn't running...
Dude, yeah, Jimmy was, like, fucking getting his steps, dude. Like...
I didn't even feel like I was moving that fast.
He turns around and bumps, like, two rooms behind us.
I'm just walking in the dark with stairs
I'm
behind
like,
me.
I'm
like...
running behind Jimmy just to make sure I can see everything. I'm like...
Oh. So I was so far behind when you guys got the fridge scare that I was like, oh.
Yeah, you were two rooms over. What happened, guys?
Like, I started, at one point, I fucking started sweating. I'm like, this is going on for fucking forever. Like, I just keep getting fucked with. Like, fucked with way, I will say that, fucked with way more than, like, Halloween Horror Nights will ever fuck with you, are definitely more than fucking Six Flags will ever fuck with you.
I do want to say, I wish that the two mazes weren't, like both back there. It would have been nice to come out after one.
Take a second?
Yeah, take a second and then go into another, like, line or something.
Well, there's, like, that whole big room, but then you just, like, cut left and go right into the other one.
Yeah, dude, it was really weird. Like, you go in there and there's people's backpack. It was almost like their cast, yeah, like their cast area.
Yeah, that's their storage area, dog.
Right there, they're like, hey, we just put the wheelchairs here, and the people's keys
were out there. Water bottles and shit.
But, dude, so here's the thing is, Jimmy, when we walked out there, because you were in the front, or no, Bub, you were in the front, right?
What? Yeah.
When we walked in there was a scare out there, and I go, oh, shit, like, this is the finale. Look how big this room is.
He was turns out it was the break
room. It turns out it was the break room. He's on a phone call. Oh, shit. Hope that guy's okay.
I don't know. I think it kind of like lands like what you were saying a little bit. It's like you walked through that whole maze, and you didn't even really see the demon. It's like,
yeah,
it seemed like through both of them, it was just like a mishmash of like single based characters.
Yes,
like because there was like a guy with like burlap like from Strangers that I was in that. There.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what's this person doing?
I don't know about you guys. Did you guys?
You know those two stories you read 5 minutes ago? Forget all of that.
I've seen one clown.
I saw one clown.
I didn't even see a clown. That's
why. Oh yeah, there was the one. He was following Jimmy.
Yeah.
He came like walking through and noticed that we were like people walking through. Then he was like, "Oh shit!" And then he like hit the strobe.
Oh, these guys.
He came like charging at me, and I didn't move.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Yeah.
My favorite was the girl who popped up in front of John, and John just did nothing.
No sell, dude. She gave it her all. She was, like, pep-talking herself. She's like, okay, this is going to be the one you're going to get tonight. This is going to be the big one. She jumped out and, like, roared like fucking Mike Wazowski at the end of Monsters University. And Bub just no-sells her.
Which one was that?
She was wearing black, I remember that.
Oh, that was the one that popped out the stall when we were going the wrong way, right?
Maybe. I don't know, I just remember one of the girls got in your face, like, you could tell she's really trying to scare you.
Oh, that was
And her. You were just like...
Bub's like, Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ, leave me alone! I'm just trying to visit the San Leandro Mall.
Is this Foot Locker?
I thought I was going to Halloween City. Jesus Christ. But overall... Out of 1 out of 10, what do you give your experience, John?
Probably a 6. I think if they would have had more lighting, you could see more of the set design. That would have boosted them up probably to about 8.
Yeah.
But it's just you couldn't really see it and like enjoy the rooms to really get scared by what you're seeing.
Yeah.
It was just dark. So yeah.
Jay.
Yeah, I was gonna say 6 as well, but. I don't know, Bub, about giving them an 8. I think if, even if it was well lit, maybe a 7.
And I'm going to give them a 7 just for the sake that I know I got fucked with more than the two of you guys. And the fucking...
I'm going to say it was your shirt.
Yeah.
And it was something. I don't know. You were like, a beacon, come to me.
Yeah. I saw people peeking over the top like, okay, I'm going to get this fucking guy in the green.
What an asshole. Look at what he's wearing. Yeah. God.
This guy thinks he's in Disneyland.
But now, John has a very organized, color-coded spreadsheet. Because we are fucking winding down haunt season. So, John, out of your ranks right here. So what are the colors? Are those the different events?
Colors are the different events, yeah.
Okay. So start from your bottom. What is your worst ranked thing that you have been through?
You want to do this now? You don't want to hold off and wait until he's done everything?
No, this will be a tease because we're going to come back and do our own like entire haunt season.
First thing is number 28.
Damn, you've been to 28 mazes. Things?
Well, 28 mazes so far.
Okay.
28 is Hillbilly Holler with a 3.9.
Wow.
That's at Pirates of Emerson. Yeah. Okay. So that maze, if you go back and listen, scared the fuck out of Andrew. And that's about all I got to say about that.
Jimmy.
Did confuse me a little bit, yes. That's the what the fuck are we doing, maze? But okay, so
3.9.
This is out of 10?
This is out of 100. You got a 39 out of 100.
Oh, okay. Jesus, that's 3 out of 100?
I break it down. 3.9 out of 10.
I broke it down, so it's set design, I give it a 12 out of 20. Scare tactics got an 8 out of 20. Scarecters got a 6 out of 20. Creativity got an 8 out of 20. And scare factor got a 5 out of 20.
Okay.
Overall, 39 out of 100, so 3.9.
Got it. What's the next one? 27.
27, Clown Chaos. Clown one at.
Got, yeah. That one, I'm glad I got to like do that one with you and Ashley, who is petrified of clowns, and to do a clown maze with Ashley and have her not be scared at all is all you have to say about that maze.
Yeah.
But so what's 26?
26 is Tooth Fairy at a 4.6.
Yeah, that's the if you're gonna like rank the disappointments, Tooth Fairy is definitely at the top, if not king of the disappointments this year. I think it's all because we've all done that maze at Knott's Fairy
so many times,
but we know how so good it could
it
be.
Was so much better at Knott's than it was.
Oh yeah, 100% better. Okay, 25.
It's a tie for 24th.
Okay.
Haunting of Hill House, 5.7, and Roadkill Roadhouse, 5.7.
No sell on the fucking Roadkill Roadhouse.
Dude, Roadkill Roadhouse was freaking number one in Great America.
It got low rankings for its sentence.
Jesus Christ! Are you set design score?
I swear to God, you just like looked at me like peasants.
Well, the highest one for Great America is in 14th place.
Okay, so what's 23?
23 is the ultimate purge.
Yeah, you haven't talked about that at all.
5.9.
So, Terror Tram, like, we all know Terror Tram always kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But, so.
Man, I hope for this year, though.
It'll be Jason's number one thing overall.
5.9.
Jason's going to come
home. I gave it a 10! A fucking 10!
Jason's gonna, like, text us at, like, midnight on fucking Terror Tram just hit so hard.
Number one! Was it better than the Fanta Fizz?
Probably. I haven't had Fanta Fizz, so.
What is your favorite Terror Tram that's ever been?
There was one where you, like, walked into Whoville.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the scares, and that was one where you still took, like, the long pathway, like...
Yeah, you went up the hill.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's when they did My Bloody Valentine, because My Bloody Valentine out there was pretty good.
Yeah. On the hill, they used to have the tents for Jason and shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was pre-Scream. Once it hit Scream, it was like everything kind of went to shit.
Okay, so 22...
So number 22 is The Exorcist with a 6.
Wow, we got one that passed. Exorcist got a D.
Oh.
Now we're in 21.
The Pirates of Emerson, 6.1.
I think that the fact that they take the time to like build themselves a little makeshift lagoon in that maze, it makes that maze passable no matter what.
Yeah, he gives it credit. I mean, the set design was pretty good in that one. I didn't get, like, even scared, so.
No, it didn't scare me either. Okay, top 20.
Number 20 is Madame Marie's Midnight Masquerade with a 6.2.
Yeah, that'd be on my bottom. That fucking piece of shit maze.
Are we all supposed to do this? Because, I can make a list.
Oh, I got a full breakdown.
Yeah, you make your
maze, too, like.
God damn. Like, the end of Haunt Season podcast is going to be, like, breaking down Super Bowl. It's going to be multiple podcasts in this Haunt Season.
I know. I can't wait to, like, revisit the ones that we all picked for our top five events that we were looking forward to and then how we rank them
after. Oh, yeah, for sure, as a whole. So, where are we at? 18?
19. Wax Museum, 6.5.
The Jesus Christ moment on the podcast with Jason. Like, legit
the
Jesus
same
Christ
person
moment.
Got me scared.
Did they? The piano guy got you too?
No, it wasn't the piano guy. It was the person by the tanks.
They were on top of the fucking tanks.
Oh, on top of the wax tanks.
Yeah.
Because I heard you, and then I'm like, looking, I'm like, who the fuck got him? And then they fucking got me, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Just the boom! Jesus Christ!
And then my chest started hurting, dude. I was getting really worried. I go, this is it.
I'm going to have a fucking heart attack. 18?
It's a tie for 17th with a 6.7, Trick or Treat and Halloween 4.
So Trick or Treat being the witch's house at Knott's Berry Farm.
No, the hayride.
Trick or Treat. That is one, I got to say, the concept of that. Like, when you guys went 2 years ago, I was like, I gotta make time to do Hayride. And then this year, though, it sounds like it was kind of a meh.
Yeah, it was hit or miss. Like, I don't know. We don't know if it was because it was so, they're sending too much people through or something, but it was just like nothing was landing right. So, I don't know if it was because they changed, like, the location, so they, like, switched up the trail for it and it just didn't flow as good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was off.
16.
So there's a three-way tie for 14.
Oh, shit.
With sevens down the board. That's a haunted hayride. Holiday House from Pirates of Everson.
Yeah,
and right on. Backwoods from Great America.
Backwoods from Great America is the closest thing you're ever going to get to a soundstage on in Great America. Like, that is, it is a cool looking house. The hayride itself in LA Haunted Hayride. So the way it sounds on the podcast, you're on the ride and then does it like stop for different scenes or are you? Okay.
And it'll pull into tents for some of them, so you're like fully enclosed in these tents.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, and they definitely did a better job this year than in 2019. Like, some of the specific things they picked out were good. They had some that just weren't very good at all, and we were kind of like, what the fuck was that? So, I don't know. It seemed like the hayride is never really, like, scary.
Yeah.
It's just, it's something fun to do and, like, watch the scenes.
Kind of like the Terror Tram.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so 13.
Pumpkin Eater with a 7.3.
Ooh. Right on. Does Pumpkin Eater smell like pumpkin?
Slightly. It seemed like the smell is, like, overused. I don't know what happened. It was like, it just didn't
fully smell like pumpkin.
Yeah, it didn't fully smell like pumpkin like it did in the past.
12.
Pandora's Box with a 7.9.
Damn, almost a B for Pandora's Box. 11.
Dude, that one, freaking, the first time we went through it, rocked us.
Yeah, it's still pretty good. 11 is Midnight Mortuary with an E at Hayride.
You guys seemed like you liked that one a lot.
Yeah, that one was really good. Just because they added to it and it made it, like, it was really good. Like, a lot of the scenes, settings, the characters, everything kind of flowed very well.
Now we're at 10, top 10.
We got a three-way tie for 8th. We have 8.2, 8.2, 8.2, with The Bride Lives, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Dead End Diner.
damn, so two of the mazes, at least, for HHN, you are not fully, like, disappointed. You thought they did okay?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
okay.
I do my numbers.
Wow.
Numbers don't lie.
Okay. Seven?
Number seven is Dark Ride with an 8.6.
That is amazing. I want to go back to Knott's before they get rid of that maze.
Yeah.
Number six?
Waxworks, 8.9.
What's the major difference between the one in Great America and Knott's?
Quality. It's, I mean, I feel like the one at Great America, it's more, it's just like a, like you're just walking through an actual just wax museum.
Yeah.
The one at Knott's is almost like it's a wax museum, like, killer.
Right.
Where he's, like, turning people into, like, wax characters, melting them down and shit. Like,
oh,
it's
shit.
A lot more
okay.
graphic. And, like, it's definitely a lot more chaotic. But the scenery in the Knott's one is fucking amazing. Like, they did such a good job with that maze. Like, going through it again, I was just like, fuck. Like, they really did do a good job with this maze.
Number six?
That was Waxworks.
Okay, so top five.
Number five, Dark Entities with a 9.
That's the outer space one?
Yeah, the alien one.
Okay, four?
There's a tie for third. We had a 9.1, Paranormal Inc. and Origins.
So, every time they announce Paranormal Inc., it seems like the community is like, fuck, again? But every time I've been through that maze, I thought it was pretty dope.
Yeah, and this was their, like, legit last year. Like, the person letting you in, they tell you, like, they do a whole spiel before they let everyone in. They say, this is the final year.
Which means, look out, Great America.
Please be gentle. Yeah.
Look out, Great America. Paranormal Inc. is coming.
But the... Hell yeah. But they, like, for it being their last year, I mean, it was fully staffed, and they kicked ass. It was almost like all the scares were like, fuck it, last year, like, going all out. So, I mean, it was hella good.
Two?
And number two is Mesmer, with a 9.3.
And the number one John Scott May so far.
The Depths, with a 9.4.
Oh!
I heard that one's hella good. And so what I do is I take the overall scoring, divided by the number of mazes, and get a percent for each event.
So right now, what's your top event?
Well, number five is Pirates of Emerson with a 53.25, which all of us gave it a 5.
Yeah.
So it's kind of right where it's sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, California Great America Halloween Haunt with a 6.2.
That's pretty close to what we all said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three is Halloween Horror Nights with a 69.43, so basically a 7.
Yeah.
LA Haunted Hayride is sitting at a 74.75, so basically a 7.5.
Five, yeah.
Not Scary Farm with an 88.38.
Yeah, okay. Jay and I, we will do, just because we're almost home, so we're going to wrap this up. Jay and I will make our list after we each go to HHN LA here, respectively. Jay's going to be doing Hayride, Knott's, and HHN as well.
By the way, we're scares on so far as Chainsaw Rangers.
Not Demon City, huh?
No, Demon City was pretty good. There's no, like, decorations or anything for Chainsaw Rangers. You just fucking walk in and leave. No.
The worst scare zone is Sawmill Pass. I'm just telling
you. Oh, fuck, yeah. I can't wait for Jay to...
I'm just telling
you. Rank all the mazes of Fright Fest.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
we know it's going to fill in the bottom of Jay's list. Oh, shit.
Sawmill Pass. Dude, you got to put the ones from tonight on there, too.
I will. I'll go through.
He's got to tabulate it. He's got to tabulate the scores.
I got to put them through the numbers.
So until the next Haunt episode, check out... We'll actually throw this one into the front of the line so you can definitely go check out Fear Overload, but in the link, you'll see the link to John's Higby Horror Hunt, and you'll also see the link to Jason's channel. Jason's doing the vlogs, but he's also donating all the walkthrough POVs that he's allowed to record to our Haunt Season playlist on our channel as well. So definitely check both of them out in the show notes. And, yeah, stay spooky, everybody.
Fuck Six Flags.